T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on out tomorrow to Villanova if you can. WIP's Full Court Frenzy. Show starts at 6. Doors open at 6:30. Parking right there, right outside the pavilion at the garage, Ithan and Lancaster Avenue. Concessions open at 7. Shooting begins at 7. You can participate in it. Half-court shot. You can play in it. You can win it. 8 o'clock big game and knockout. You can play in it. You can win it. You got to be there, obviously, to be chosen at random for those two competitions. Around 8:40, the free throw shooting contest, bracket style, where we'll see how far the Hammer can advance and who ultimately wins. It all is to benefit Coaches versus Cancer and the great effort they do to raise money for the American Cancer Society. So if you get a chance, please donate at phillycvc.org. Direct donations, phillycvc.org. Let's also get to today's Twitter poll question of the day.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, arminchevy.com.
All right, John, I have the results here to this ridiculous question. Will the Hammer win the free throw shooting competition tomorrow? Yes or no? Where do you think people voted on this one?
16% say yes.
10%
wow.
say yes.
I was on to something.
I'll take that.
Good.
Ray, I'll take a 10%.
You're not gonna.
You know, if it's good enough for Maurice Cheeks' uniform number, good enough for John LeClair's uniform number, it's good enough for the Hammer to, you
the
know.
Sixers. The Sixers
were they,
have run
were they
into
0.10 was their uniform number? I didn't know that.
0.10, what does that mean?
It's 10%, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Think about that.
Although I saw one of the kids in the tournament, or maybe it was NBA. I don't remember if it was tournament or NBA. I think it was tournament the other day, with the 00. Ray, I've always been trying to figure out. I mean, when the kid says, yeah, I'll take uniform number 00, I mean, you got to think, you got to examine the kid's head. What, who wants to be 00, Ray?
Bryce Huff. Is Bryce, is he
he's zero? I think it's
single.
Just a single
but
zero.
But zero's one thing. Double zero? You got to make the equipment guy put a, like an extra zero on there?
Yeah.
I don't think he's stitching it on himself.
Yeah, but
I think it looks cooler when it's two
Kevin
zeros.
Kevin Duckworth was a bum.
Okay, sure.
No, well, I'm just kidding.
Joe, let me just very quickly.
He here. Was kind of a slug out there, though, Kevin
he's
Duckworth.
A, he's a big boy.
Very quickly.
Was. Yes.
Who lies ahead in the brackets? If you somehow get past Harold Jensen, who else is
see, this is where Chip Kelly would say, this is why I don't deal with hypotheticals.
Right. If I get past N'Kobe Dean and then get past likely Harold Jensen, then I like my chances to get to the finals.
Whoa.
Because then I would face one of the following four. John Brazier, Barrett Brooks, Ruben Amaro, Ashlyn Sullivan.
I love that you didn't end up in that bracket. It's so much
better. Oh, that would have been great. That would have been great. But I'll tell you, if I get past N'Kobe Dean and Harold Jensen, sign me up for the finals. And then I'll obviously 50-50 shot to cut the Nets down.
Is that how it works? It's 50-50. Is that how it works? You're bad at math right now.
Why am I bad at math?
Because you're going up against someone who's probably better than you. In the, if you're going up against Mike Vreeswijk, it's not a 50-50 shot that you win, is the point.
Maybe Vreeswijk gets – I want to play Mike Quick in the finals.
Okay.
Yeah,
good,
I want
sure.
Quick to beat Vreeswijk, and then bang, take him
So
him
you think you can beat Mike Quick?
I think I can beat him all.
After he had beaten Mike Vreeswijk, sure.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right.
That's a little haughty right there. That was haughty.
It's
Hammer.
A lot haughty.
You – And look, Mike Quick.
I'm probably going to be out in the second round.
Overconfident?
Well, I mean,
you're probably going to be out in the first round. Is what's really going
to
happen.
All right. Let's. By the way, let's parlay this over to the Sixers and Flyers, who are both trying to get to the first round.
So let me give you the update on where everyone stands. So the Sixers, after the loss last night, are the 8th seed. They are a game and a half behind Indiana, who's the 6th seed. And there are 10 games left. So a game and a half back at Indiana. Obviously, as the 7, 8, 9, or 10, they would have to play one or two games in order to then get to be the official 7 or 8 seed. Excuse me, 7 or 8 seed, and then face either Boston if they're the 8 seed or Milwaukee if they're the 7 seed in the playoffs. So we'll see. Obviously, you know, so much of this depends on Joel, and it's now March 26th, and there's still no, you know, semblance of when he'll play.
Ray, he's practicing with the team.
Yeah, I know. Ray, Sixers thought, where are you right now, Sixers?
Well, the ceiling ain't much, you know.
Even with Joel?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. I think, you know, I think they could very well not make it. And if they do play their way in, I think, you know, I think they go out in first round.
I do too.
Yeah, I just don't think they have time to get it together.
Now, obviously, the hope is that they get that 6th seed. Gives them a couple extra days for Joel to be ready to go. And then you play Cleveland in the, you know, what we can call the first round, if you want to call it the first round, 6 versus 3.
And you avoid Milwaukee and Boston, which would be huge.
And then you get 2 extra weeks for Joel to get right before you play.
It's just hard to believe they're going to leap Miami and Indy to get that spot the way they've looked.
It's where some of these losses are hurting them.
Yeah.
Because this was an achievable path, and they're just falling apart. Granted, they had that ridiculous win over the Clippers the other day. But
why is it ridiculous? They outplayed
because
them.
The Clippers probably didn't try their hardest.
Well, they did shoot like 50% from three, which is helpful.
The Clippers came back and I think tied the game or whatever it was, and then like the Sixers surged ahead again. That whole game was so weird. All right, Flyers update. Here's where they are. Flyers right now are 3rd in their division. They are 3 points up on a playoff spot. 10 games to go, 3 points up on a playoff spot. Ray, you flyered up yet?
I actually was at the game the other night. I was at the game the other night that they played against Florida. Which was a shame because they had played really good against Boston the previous day. Mm-hmm. And I guess it was probably asking a lot that they could go Boston, Florida back-to-back and get 4 points out of that. That's probably asking a lot. Mm-hmm. But after they beat Boston, I thought, yeah, maybe. And I'll tell you this, even though, I mean, you look at the score, if all you did was you saw the score 4-1, it would look like they got dominated. They didn't. They actually outplayed Florida. But their goaltender just let them down. You know, Florida's goaltender, who used to be a Flyer, Stolarz, played great, and Sandstrom was terrible. Led in a couple of really bad goals, and it got a beat. But in terms of the overall play, I mean, the Flyers outshot them 2-1, and they played really well. They lost the game in the goal. That's
Ray, where are you on the Tortorella thing? I mean, obviously he's doing a good job with the club, you know, exceeding expectations.
Right.
But, man, he seems difficult. And
He's always been that.
I want to get behind this guy and be like, yeah, Tortorella, you know, but, like, is he likable?
No. He doesn't have to be. I mean, he's not coaching you. He's coaching the team. So the question is, was he getting the most out of his players? And I would say he is. But anybody that's known John's history, I mean, that's what he is. I mean, he's an abrasive kind of guy who tends to wear out his welcome. But he wins, but he wears out his welcome. I don't know, Joe. I kind of have a feeling. I have a feeling that he might be done with coaching after this year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just a feeling I get. I think he still loves the game. I just don't know if the day-to-day part of it is exactly for him.
Is this some inside scoop? Jeez. I mean, this is like an out of left field.
That's what I just said. It's out of left field.
What's going on here?
Should have been helpful before the update, Ray.
No.
Ray Dittinger reports.
Yes. No. And I don't want to start some kind of a groundswell. Not that there's a tremendous groundswell about hockey in this town. But I just kind of got the feeling, just looking at Tortorella now, because he has talked in the last couple of years, even in previous stops, that he kind of wants to be a front office guy. He kind of wants to be a front office guy and kind of help shape the direction of an organization.
What's an easier life?
And so he's certainly a hockey lifer. But I think the coaching part of it is wearing on him. Hmm. So I could see him moving into the front office. I think he's going to stay here. Because I think he likes this team, and I think he likes working with Jonesy and Briere.
Yeah.
But I could see him moving into a director of hockey operations thing.
Wow.
And then them going out and getting another coach.
All right, let's try to get a few more calls in here as we approach the top of the hour. Joe and Hugh at that time. Mike in Mullica Hill. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk, man.
What's up, Mike?
Welcome back aboard.
Hey, well, you know, I'm really pumped because the Phillies start Thursday, and I just can't wait. I expect great things. I know everybody's worried about pitching and stuff, but, you know, we had the same pitching crew last year, and we got to where we got. Our bats fell asleep.
I'm not worried at all, Mike, about pitching. What I'm trying to figure out is, and I'm not making this up, why did I have a dream about Christopher Sanchez last night? I don't know.
That's weird.
That is weird.
What was the dream about?
I don't know. I just know.
Just remember, he was in it.
Wechter mentioned Christopher Sanchez. I don't have anything on you for this. I got nothing. I just know Wechter said to me the name Christopher Sanchez around 5:30. I was like, oh, that reminds me. I dreamed about him last night. Dreamt about him.
Please tell me you weren't in a bath.
No, no.
Okay, thank you.
No bath.
Thank you so much.
No, no.
Yes, that's awesome. Yo, so you guys are doing great in the morning show. I listen to you all the time. I can't really call as often as I like, but. I like how you guys fit right in there with Rhea. She doesn't take your stuff. That's wonderful. Ray, I hope you're enjoying your retirement, even though you're on the radio a lot.
Just once a month. It just seems like I'm on more often. That's all.
Unless Mike, we can get him to do a little more. We'll see.
Yeah, but that would be nice because he has much more inside information than you have.
Hey, listen, he's got more everything than me. He's got the whole package. All right, give me a great answer.
That also.
Mike, human, non-human relationship. What do you got?
Shazbach, Nanu, Nanu, Mork, and Mindy.
All right, you got it. Not a bad answer at all. Speaking of answers, we'll get the answers to what Times Yours is saying today. That's up ahead in 1 minute's time. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie.
How's that bracket treating you? Why not live bet all the tournament games on the Bet Park Sportsbook app? Bet while you watch the action. This is the best time of year. College hoops hysteria, plus baseball and golf are back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Download the only sportsbook app I ever recommend, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament action. Plus, play all your favorite casino games, too. Bet parlays, teasers, over-unders, and so much more. Make futures bets right now on who wins it all. A $25 wager on Philly baseball to win the whole shebang pays $375. New users make your first winning $10 sports bet get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. The Bet Parks app is the only casino and sports betting app that I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. BetParks.com has the terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, time is yours. Brought to us by Andy Reid. No, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile. Now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
There is no way Otani didn't know what was going on with his best friend. I've known my best friend for over 30 years, and I love my best friend. And I wouldn't give him access to the $10 that I have in my savings account. Time's Yours.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, you got to remember, he's got people around him, and he might have leaned on this guy quite a bit. We'll see what the investigation ultimately shows.
The way Joe is crushing Devin and make for being 30 seconds late with a legit excuse that she got pulled over and wear his Phillies costume, as Richie calls it, he needs to show up to opening day in a clown suit and make sure he covers those tiny little feet with gigantic clown shoes for all the Mondays and Fridays that he misses.
Okay, I have a response to that.
Stern.
An official response.
Stifle yourself.
Yeah, knock that nonsense off.
Richie, I got one request. This year for the foul shooting, can we refrain from yelling that he's throwing the shots? It was very unfair last year. I think he got robbed from your yelling. It was kind of below mediocre. Let's keep it clean this year, all right, bud? Thank you.
I don't think I was yelling.
Wasn't yelling.
Yeah, I was whistling. Yeah. And it did create a big problem.
And you enjoyed it
people
immensely.
Hated it. But I do think it had an impact on Joe. So I am at a crossroads here. It's a tough spot.
Let me just say this, James, to you and John for tomorrow and Rhea. I would like to say there is a radio show to do while activities happen
I'm
out there.
I'm with you.
And
I tried to rein it in last year, and there was no reining it in. Okay. It didn't work
at all. John can do whatever he wants, but I'm just saying, remember,
I appreciate it because I thought John went too far, and then after you're like, shoot or shoot, man, you were fine with it.
Clearly,
so
look.
Respect.
All right.
I don't think Ohtani's guilty of anything. He's just a really nice guy. Apparently, Bryce Harper asked to borrow some money from him, and he freely gave it to him.
Oh, look at that. He made a funny. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
Time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, so Ohtani yesterday flatly denied it. Matter of fact, let's listen to Ohtani with the denial. This is through his now new interpreter with a clear denial of him doing anything wrong.
I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. Just to kind of just go over the result, in conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
I hope he's telling the truth right there. I really do. By the way, Pete Rose, believe it or not, weighs in. This is not a joke, through a friend of his, and then Pete Rose going on the record.
Hey guys, Matt Thrash here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose. And we were talking about the current goings on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
There you have it from the Hit King.
Unbelievable. All right, Ray, every once in a while, I'd say maybe once or twice a year, I ask you to go into the voice of your good friend, Stan Hockman.
Oh, mm-hmm.
What would Stan say in response to what Pete just said right there?
Stan would probably say, Pete, you should just stay out of this. Anything you say will just be a disaster.
Well done, Ray.
I'll tell you what. There was no bigger Pete Rose guy than Stan Hockman.
Really?
Stan loved Pete Rose. Mm. I mean, from covering him during his great days with the Reds, Stan was a huge advocate of the Phillies bringing him here. And when he came here, every time he went in the clubhouse, it was Stan and Pete would be off in the corner just yakking, talking about anything. I mean, they were really tight. But when it came out that Pete was betting on baseball, Stan wanted nothing to do with him.
Wow.
And Stan was very adamant about no Hall of Fame. Stan was an absolutist. I mean, he was a guy that the rules of baseball are the rules of baseball, and they should apply to everybody. And I love Pete Rose, great player, obviously the all-time hit king, but he crossed the line, and he should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Ray, great having you in here today.
My pleasure.
Pre-draft, we'll crank it up again. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer here for Phillies Tickets on the Line, human, non-human relationship from a book, a movie, a TV show, whatever. All right, some big answers through the show. Mork and Mindy was said. Dorothy and Toto is a big one. I thought Timmy and Lassie was a great answer. I mean, we're going back about 70 years, but a great answer. Shaggy and Scooby-Doo, another notable answer. It's too bad the one guy blew it when he said R2-D2 and Han Solo. All right, what do you think?
I thought John Connor and the Terminator.
Oh, and that's another
good one, yeah.
Yep, that's another
one. I thought Dorothy and Toto.
I think John, Dorothy and Toto, and Timmy and Lassie.
Rhea, what do you say?
I loved Mork and Mindy. That was my favorite. It was so funny.
I kind of like Timmy and Lassie.
I don't.
It's old school.
I mean, it's great.
The best one.
Yeah, but it's 2 hours. Timmy and Lassie was...
That was a franchise.
Yes.
Yeah, it means...
Seems like Ray's in on Timmy and Lassie.
Ray, What? Is it Timmy and Lassie for the winning answer?
For me, it's Timmy and Lassie.
James, which one are you?
I can't argue with Ray. I was between the two, but I'm good.
Timmy, and well, you're
I was Mork and Mindy, but I bow down. You know, Ray wants Timmy and Lassie, gets Timmy and Lassie.
All right, congratulations to our caller, Bob. He'll join us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.